Prime Minister is under renewed pressure after a series of resignations because of a dispute about long-term funding for the military. John Healey's departure as Defence Secretary was followed by that of the Armed Forces Minister, Al Carnes. Mr Healey has been replaced by the Security Minister, Dan Jarvis. Here's our political correspondent, Damian Grammaticus.
Dan Jarvis, the new Defence Secretary, was an officer in the Parachute Regiment with an MBE for his service in Iraq and Afghanistan. He now finds himself in the middle of the politically charged battles about the nation's future military funding. His predecessor, John Healey, said in his resignation letter yesterday that the uplift envisaged in the Defence Investment Plan fell short of what was required. Announcing his departure, Al Carnes said, "We ask soldiers to fight for this country. In return, we owe them the kit to do the job." Sir Keir said the investment plan, which is yet to be finalised, would provide the resources to keep us safe, but had to be sustainable.
A 14-year-old girl is to appear in court charged with attempted murder after a stabbing at a school in Manchester. The attack happened at the Co-op Academy in Blackley on Tuesday. Boy and girl, who are both 14 and a teacher, have since been discharged from hospital. A million young people are to be offered a vaccination against meningitis B. There'll be separate rollouts in all four nations of the UK over the summer, starting next month. Here's our health editor, Hugh Pym.
Concerns about meningitis B have increased since the outbreak in Kent, with 21 cases and 3 deaths. Health officials say the risk for those entering university for the first time is higher than many of their peers because of increased mixing and shared accommodation. Each nation has slightly different plans, but broadly the aim is to offer the 2-dose vaccine to those currently in the last year of secondary school and those aged 18 to 25 heading to university or residential further education for the first time this autumn.
Iran says it's not reached a final decision on a deal with the United States to end the war. President Trump said there was a great settlement in place. State media in Tehran also noted that Mr. Trump had announced the deal was imminent 38 times in the previous 2 months. The government has announced plans to invest £4.5 billion in encouraging more active travel in England. It wants more than half of short journeys in towns and cities to be walked, wheeled or cycled by 2035. Ministers say the idea is to create healthier communities and build a transport network that works better for everyone. The former Olympic cycling champion Chris Boardman is now the National Active Travel Commissioner.
If you want to tackle the health problem, I mean, 1 in 6 people now are being killed by inactivity-related illness. That's more than smoking. And if you genuinely want to tackle that, then you have to make health an easy everyday option. And cycling, you go to Holland, you don't see a single cyclist. You just see normal people doing normal things. If we can start to get some of that culture, then we can make the same difference.
About 70 people have been moved from their homes because of a fire in a warehouse in Brent in northwest London. 150 firefighters and 25 fire engines were called to the scene last night. The cause of the fire isn't known. The number of intensive supervision courts in England is to be increased from 5 to 11. The courts involve criminals with a history of repeated short sentences being brought before the same judge to monitor their progress. A similar scheme in Texas has reduced offending by nearly a third. In football, the second game of the World Cup has seen South Korea defeat the Czech Republic 2-1 in Guadalajara. The two sides were level heading into the closing stages, with the winning goal coming in the 80th minute.
Chance for South Korea to score, and they have, and it's the man who's replaced Son right on cue who's got the goal, Oh Hyun-ju, as the Korean across goal, and it went into the far side of the net, and the substitute has completed the turnaround for South Korea.
The opening game of the tournament saw one of the co-hosts, Mexico, beat South Africa 2-0.